The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Disturbing spying news coming out of Glenn Greenwald, firstlook.org. Of course, likely coming originally from Edward Snowden. Got the latest on that. Your calls certainly welcome about whatever's on your mind tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to hop on over there and get interactive with us. You'll sound a lot better if you call through Skype. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yes, Mark. How you doing?
Yes, well, you?
Don't ask if you don't actually care. Go ahead, both of you.
Okay.
James, what were you calling about? You're on the radio.
Too. Well, I'd love to see human freedom spread throughout the world, Ian. And you can call me a warmonger for that. But it's funny when a co-host of yours says 9/11 is a legitimate terrorist attack. You don't even say anything to him when he's sitting right next to you. But I want to answer your question about
Was that something that happened tonight?
No, but it did happen. Johnny Ray was sitting right next to you when he called 9/11 a real legitimate terrorist attack. And you call me a warmonger? Okay, but anyway,
I don't understand your point. Can you clarify for me?
You don't think saying that 9/11 is a real legitimate terrorist attack is defending evil in and of itself? And that
I don't know what you mean by that.
You don't think that 9/11 is a real legitimate terrorist attack?
Are you a truther? Are you a 9/11 truther?
No, actually, it was a terrorist attack, illegitimate on its face. It was mass murder, but since you guys are all progressive.
Well, doesn't legitimate terrorist suggest that a person is saying that it is a terrorist attack?
No, he was defending it. Defending the 19 a-holes that committed it.
I don't recall him defending. I don't recall. I'm going to put you on hold. I don't recall Johnny Ray defending the people who attacked on 9/11. Can you give me some more context on that, please? Go ahead.
Check out 325. Free Talk Live. But my
325.
Are you talking about March?
Very good, Mark. You were not in studio, I don't believe. Anyway, it's this whole thing about you guys are actually just progressives in my mind. And on the right-wing side, you're more libertine than, say, a conservative libertarian such as myself, who does love America, respects the institutions that have evolved over hundreds of years. As much as I want to topple or downgrade, super downsize them in a big way.
But do you understand that more than half, Whit, more than,
his name's James.
I'm sorry, James.
Please don't call me Whit, Mark.
Whatever, man.
You still call him Bernard?
What's that?
You still call him Bernard?
Sometimes, just for kicks. You know what his middle, his middle name,
for
too.
Kicks, but you got over it, right. Don't call me Whit, but go on.
So, the question I would have for you on this is, you realize that the United States government spends more than half of its discretionary funds on the military, and you want to downsize? Where are you going to downsize if you don't downsize on the military?
I actually think that, and not only think, believe, and know, that the one thing our government should spend money on, and it's in the Constitution, is our military. And we live in a very dangerous planet that...
Actually, I'm pretty sure the Constitution says the military isn't supposed to exist.
The Army.
Was it just the Army?
The Army needs to be brought up every 2 years.
But the Navy is...
Navy is...
Okay.
Already.
They didn't have an Air Force when they wrote the Constitution.
Indeed, the Air Force is an outcropping of the Army.
All right. So basically, most of the military wouldn't exist if the government actually followed the Constitution. Isn't that right?
Welcome to the year of our Lord 2014, Ian, where there is an Air Force.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, James. 855-450-FREE. That's the pro-XPN toll-free line. My point being that if the government was actually following its own constitution, they wouldn't have a military because they would only bring it together at the time it was needed for defense purposes.
That's more of the spirit of the Constitution than the letter of the Constitution? The Constitution's pretty clear that the government needs to re-up funding every 2 years for the military. And they do. It's a National Defense Authorization Bill, and they do it actually every year. They authorize the spending for the military. So, you know, they're following the Constitution. It's just the Constitution was written with the loopholes for, you know, people that did want a standing army. Many of the founders did not want a standing army. It was a huge issue back then. But, you know, when it comes to war, James is able to point to a couple of instances, like, for instance, Germany and Japan, where the, you know, at the culmination of the world wars, finally the two defeated enemies are beaten so badly that they can't come back from it. But what he doesn't look at when he advocates for might, you know, military might, as a solution to problems, is he doesn't look at every other single conflict. The fact is that the U.S. was, at the start of World War II, had the 17th largest army in the world behind Romania. We're talking about the third largest geographical nation having the 17th largest army. That's a pretty small military for its size.
Times have changed.
Yeah, and, you know, World War II catapulted the United States into supposedly reluctant superpower status. But, you know, let's not forget United States participation in World War I, that caused the imbalance that then was precipitated World War II, Hitler's rise, the Treaty of Versailles, Hitler's rise, and the whole thing. But it also precipitated because the U.S. and Europe and France, excuse me, Britain and France gave money to Russia to stay in World War I. The only anti-war party in Russia at the time was the Bolsheviks. So it's pretty clear that, in fact, the communists' rise, which, of course, James dislikes, too. He didn't like the Nazis. He doesn't like the communists. He doesn't like Imperial Japan. But Imperial Japan just doing what Imperial Great Britain did. You know, all these other empires. They did it a little later, and I think that that's they did it when we have electronic mediums to communicate with things, and it looks worse for them. And I'm not defending any of the actions of Imperial Japan, but I'm not defending the actions of the Imperial U.S., the Imperial Great Britain, or Imperial France either.
All you have to do is just wave a flag, and the United States flag, and it makes everything okay. You can kill all the people you want to kill, as long as it's in the name of freedom.
There you go.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm sorry. I don't buy the suggestion that he made at the front of his call that, you know, that somehow freedom could be spread through violence. I don't think it works that way.
And I would also, you know, he seems really sort of upset about this whole idea that of the 9/11 attacks. I think it is obvious that it's U.S. and Western intervention in the Middle East that has these folks whipped up. These religious zealots,
just ask them.
Right. These religious zealots whipped up to do something about it.
Osama bin Laden made it pretty clear what he was upset about.
The two largest nations that those terrorists were from was Yemen and Saudi Arabia. And the United States backs both of the leaders of both of those countries. Imagine for a second that you are a citizen, you know, an unhappy citizen of a country with a king. That king is going nowhere. The only way you can imagine that king goes away, and you believe that he's a terrible, evil person who's, you know, God doesn't like or whatever it is that you believe. The only way he's going to go someplace is if his guard dogs get whipped enough to get out of the country. So you come up with a plan to get him out of the country. That plan, well, you saw it on 9/11. This is what they say. These are the words that come out of their mouth. Yeah, they use Israel as a cudgel. They use it as a pawn in this situation. And I don't think that funding should be going to foreign countries. U.S. taxpaying dollars should be going to foreign countries. That's ridiculous.
Speaking of foreign countries, GCHQ, Mark, this is the organization that is the equivalent of the NSA over in Great Britain. According to new documents released by Glenn Greenwald over at firstlook.org, provided by none other than the boy who must not be named as far as the NSA is concerned, Edward Snowden, the GCHQ has dedicated an entire wing of its surveillance arm to actively monitoring and manipulating the status of petitions, organizations, and websites at will in order to influence the public opinion.
What?
That's right. The security apparatus in Great Britain and presumably the NSA as well, because a lot of times they're doing the same stuff.
Yeah, it seems unlikely they wouldn't be.
The security apparatus in Great Britain has been manipulating things like, you know, web polls, petitions, things like that. They're using their techniques, their hacking abilities to try to sway public opinion. We'll tell you more about it. What they've been up to here, according to Ed Snowden and Glenn Greenwald, here in moments. Toll-free number is coming back.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're big fans of Bitcoin at Free Talk Live, also gold and silver, and if you want to grab some gold and silver, you can do that at gold.freetalklive.com. But something else, you know, if you do have Bitcoins, you can put them to work for you and helping make you more free.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways that you can spend your Bitcoins. We were just talking about this site that apparently is bigger than Amazon in Japan. What's the name of it again, Ian?
Rakuten.
Rakuten. I'll try to remember that, but it doesn't sound likely to me. Anyway, one of the things you can do is get a passport from passportsforbitcoin.com. There's a lot of people that are getting second passports or renouncing their citizenship. Just last year, it was an all-time record for people renouncing their U.S. citizenship, but people are doing it all around the world, whether it's for governmental intrusion or to protect their wealth or privacy issues or foreign policy disputes that you might have with your native government, pointless regulations, onerous taxation, a refuge. Might be a good idea to get a second passport or to change your citizenship. You can check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. Now, obviously, with a name like passportsforbitcoin.com, they take Bitcoins. But it's just another way that Bitcoins provide you with more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com.
All right, let's continue here. Michelle Sevens on the line with us, former co-host on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm really upset, but I'm also actually really excited at the same time. Yeah. So I was a co-host up there when George Donnelly and I think it was James Cox started the opt-out, the TSA opt-out campaign.
Yeah, it was really popular. Swept the nation.
Yes. And then Meg McLean had gotten harassed at an airport down in Florida while down there doing some activism. And
mm-hmm.
And people worldwide, you know, kind of took on this. In Germany, there was the White Rose Society, and they picked it up going around to airports and basically being almost naked with, you know, signs painted on their bodies saying that this was, you know, an invasion of privacy and that the government was crossing the line and requiring people to basically strip or go through cancer screeners and things like that. Well, in 2005, which was 5 years prior to me ever doing a show, some legislation was passed through the Homeland Security Act, which is incrementalized. And although it was first supposed to go into effect in 2008, it's been pushed out to be fully adopted by 2016. But what I'm about to tell you has already started. It's actually here. And that is that to travel within the United States by plane or it's going to be any other federally regulated travel, you are going to have a real ID driver's license or a passport.
Which New Hampshire doesn't have, or a passport. So New Hampshire doesn't have the real ID, and they're amongst a handful of states, several states that didn't do this real ID thing that the government, they really did it in a nasty way. It was tacked on to some Senate bill and passed in the middle of the night, and it's one of these, you know, these big government things that people have a real problem with. But are you saying that anybody who's flying from New Hampshire needs to have a passport when they fly?
No, it's going to be adopted fully by 2016. Kentucky, it has already started, and that it will be going to effect by July 21st in 5 days.
Is there a name for this, Michelle, something we can look for to learn more about?
I sent Mark the links. So he has them. He should have them in the show notes and stuff. But
yep, absolutely. Right here, I've got frequently asked questions from DHS.gov. Phase 4, boarding federally regulated commercial aircraft. A driver's license or identification card from a non-compliant state may only be used in conjunction with a second form of ID for boarding federally regulated commercial aircraft. No sooner than 2016, it says.
Wow.
Now, it goes further, and the reason why I'm calling today, I've been tweeting about this, that's my social media of choice, but and talking to people because, as you know, I no longer have a passport, and I used to come and go from the country pretty regularly.
Yeah, and, you had your husband was foreign born, and your kids are multinational
citizenship. Yep. And so for me, it was I had homes in other countries, so it was a big deal when I was not able to get my passport renewed due to having tax levies in excess of $50,000. Now, no charges have ever been brought against me, and I've not been charged with anything, but the government doesn't have to charge you. All they have to do is make a claim, and you have the burden of proof to prove that they,
right. And then, while they make the claim, they get to revoke all your privileges that they've given you, because should be a right to travel, but it's not. If it were a right to travel, you wouldn't have to get their permission slip in order to do it. And so basically they're saying, well, Michelle, you either pay up or we're just going to make it so you can't leave.
Yes. And now the reason so it was so significant today was this man by the name of Justin Gray, who is a resident of the District of Columbia, which, the nation's capital. He was stopped by TSA, and it's all over social media. And, of course, he's got tens of thousands of followers, and he's a news correspondent, and so they have attracted a lot of attention, and he's poked fun and said, it's because these TSA agents, they're so stupid, they didn't even know where the District of Columbia was. It's completely a smokescreen. It is absolutely not about that, and I don't know what would possess him to lead people astray. He cannot possibly be that ignorant. But at the same time, just a few days ago, Kentucky, there were 50 EPA, Environmental Protection Agency employees that were having to be going to a conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And their booking agent, who was arranging for their travel, found out that they were not going to be able to board flights because Kentucky has not come into compliance. They've made special arrangements so that these 50 people, because of course they're special, are going to get to travel. But there's been an announcement made that if you are going to be traveling after July 21st and you're in Kentucky, they're one of the first states to be implementing this new regulation. Not only can you not board a flight within the United States, traveling within the United States, you're not going to be able to go into any federal buildings either.
It sounds wild, right? It's a
here.
Lot to...
Nazi Germany is in the United States. It's here. It's not coming. It's already here.
Wow, well, man.
Even if it's not here, it's according to this website, it will be here no sooner than 2016, right?
This is all the more reason to secede and secede now. I see no reason whatsoever.
How about passports for Bitcoin.com?
Yeah, that's another option for you.
Second passports. I kick myself in the booty every single day that I did not, because I always just kept my American passport.
I wonder if my world passport's going to work to get me into these places.
You'll be lucky if your world passport doesn't just get you into jail.
Check out the world passport when you get a chance, Michelle. And thanks for the heads up. This is a disturbing story. We'll definitely follow up on it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We talked about something like this happening in the past, but it's been almost a decade since the real ID thing got batted back. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. Disturbing news coming from our former co-host there, Michelle Seven, talking about some travel restrictions that are going into effect apparently very soon in Kentucky. Maybe in your state they're already in effect. I don't know what the rollout plan is, which states are going in what order, how that's working. I don't know much more than what she called in to talk about. But Mark does have some of the links that she sent to him, and he's going to forward put some of those up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can look into this. But just a little bit of a recap on what happened. And by the way, I want to let you know you can go to freetalklive.com. You can post whatever links you want right there to the front page of our website, courtesy of our Reddit-based system that is totally free for you to use at freetalklive.com. So it was about a decade ago now at this point, probably 8 years. 8 or 9 years, because I know that, Mark, before we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, one of the things that happened before we arrived was the Real ID protests that were going on here.
Right.
Lauren Canario, who's one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project and a civil disobedience superstar, she also did some really great street theater. I remember her and her husband Jim dressed up as Nazi soldiers. They set up a fake little checkpoint at the state house during some sort of rally that was being had there against the Real ID thing, and made a real point about how absolutely control freak kind of, you know, this thing is, that this is scary stuff. This is very Nazi-esque. This is very control freak stuff.
If you're not able to travel from state to state domestically without a passport, that's pretty crazy stuff.
It is. And it was New Hampshire and several other states who had around, I think it was around 2005, when they basically told the federal government to screw off, that they aren't interested in jumping through the hoops. Because what was happening was the federal government had come out with these real ID, what was it called? It was essentially a national ID. They termed it real ID. It wouldn't sound like a national ID.
If you called it national ID, people wouldn't like it as much.
And,
but it didn't really matter whether people liked it or not. They shoved this thing through at midnight on the back of some other bill that was completely unrelated. And this is the kind of nasty, disgusting thing that these politicians do. I don't know how it is that people continue to use politician as being synonymous with liars and thieves, but still continue to
say
we need them.
Yeah, no doubt. So they pushed this real ID thing through, and what happened was it was a set of rules that were to be applied at all the state governments,
right,
onto their existing state IDs,
including biometric information, right?
Yeah, I think that was part of it, or at least if I recall correctly, Mark, it was the Department of Homeland Security's head, their boss man, could arbitrarily determine what information would be on real ID. So if they didn't include a thumbprint in the first year, he could decide 5 years later that he wanted a thumbprint and add that into the specs. And then the states would have to, do whatever they needed to do to implement that.
And most of the states' complaints were that this didn't come with funding.
Well, that was the point. So they came down with this list of regulations, these rules that state IDs would have to follow in order to be real ID compliant. And they said, you've got to do this. Here you go. This is what you have to include. You're going to have a social security number. You're going to have a birth date. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. Certain specs. And the states that essentially said, we're not going to do this, their reasoning was, well, you didn't give us money. So it wasn't like the states were caring about freedom or that the states cared about your privacy.
We would never implement a national ID card as long as the nation doesn't give us money to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it broke down to. But regardless, some states, including New Hampshire, did turn their nose up at this.
Ask not what your federal government demands from you. Ask only how much they'll pay to implement it.
And they don't have, New Hampshire doesn't have the real ID. They don't have the chip, the RFID chip. That was a big part of the real ID thing, was that each new ID would have this RFID chip in it. That freaks a lot of people out. But the real bad idea is that it would be a national identification card. And the theory was that eventually this could be used to, or that whether or not the national ID card came about, that eventually they could control people going state to state. Because, you have to have the government's permission slip to go outside of the arbitrary boundaries called the country. Why not make it so you have to have their permission to go inside the arbitrary boundaries? I mean, if it's all about security and keeping people safe, and sure enough,
I think the TSA, many people say it stands for thousands standing around, is a good example that the government will throw all kinds of make-work programs in between you and your travel. I mean, they will do whatever it takes, whatever you'll put up with along the way, whatever it is.
Oh, sure.
At this point, they're letting the little ladies keep their shoes on, but that's really about it. Now you can have a knife as so long as it's tiny, teeny, tiny or whatever.
Really?
I think that that's what, they're letting you keep certain things. But it's really ridiculous. All they really are is a water bottle confiscation service.
It's pretty much true. So we had some concerns about this back in the day that, this police state was going to continue to expand. We've talked about for years the stories about the TSA's Viper Squad, which stands for something intermodal response.
Why don't they ever call themselves the Kitten Squad?
Yeah. So this Viper Squad goes to bus stations and train stations, and they set up temporary security checkpoints where they'll operate for a full day, basically checking everybody going through the train station as though it were an airport. And it was stories like that that really suggested that maybe there is going to be more of this, that the Viper team's going to airports going to train stations. And actually, in one story that we talked about in Indianapolis, they were hitting up bus stations, not like Greyhound stations, but like bus stops. They would stop at the bus depot or wherever it is the buses were leaving people in Indianapolis, and they were shaking people down there. So if they could get away with that stuff, then that means they'll try to do more of that kind of thing. And now here you've got right off the Department of Homeland Security's website is what you were reading earlier, Mark, that by 2016, everybody traveling inside the United States, state to state, will have to show one of these government, the federal government real ID approved identifications or a passport.
It says no sooner than 2016, which could mean 2316 if that's what they wanted to do. They got a little out here.
Ah.
But what Michelle's suggesting is that what happened today with the big story that's going around with the reporter that from Washington, D.C. that was asked for a passport because supposedly the TSA agent didn't know that Washington, D.C. was in the United States.
Hmm.
I suppose that's a believable story. I don't know. I've heard all kinds of things. I had a friend ask me one time if the moon was in Canada, too. So, I mean, people ask silly things. It just happens. But, could she be right? Well, she may or may not be right in this circumstance, but she's certainly right that there's that the Department of Homeland Security at DHS.gov/real-ID-public-FAQs says that where are the different what are the different phases of real ID enforcement, and then it lists phase 1 through 3, and phase 4 is boarding federally regulated commercial aircraft. A driver's license or identification card from a non-compliant state, like New Hampshire, may only be used. How many non-compliant states are there?
I don't know. There are several, I believe.
Okay, look that up. May only be used in conjunction with a second form of ID for boarding federally regulated commercial aircraft, and that the enforcement date is no sooner than 2016.
Now, I wonder what the second form of ID will include. She had mentioned a passport. But does it have to be a U.S. passport? Could it be, for instance, what happens if my state doesn't meet all the real ID requirements? Individuals without licenses from compliant jurisdictions may present alternative forms of identification, such as a U.S. passport accepted by the agency. But it doesn't say what those other alternatives might be.
It says from Center for Immigration Studies at CIS.org that 41 states are compliant.
Hmm.
So... government doesn't recognize medical marijuana, and 27 states have that.
I hope New Hampshire continues to be non-compliant, and I hope that what we'll find out is that maybe there aren't as many teeth in this as people are, as might be the case. Like, because today, am I wrong? I thought you could still fly with no ID. You just have to be able to, you just have to be willing to be patted down. Isn't that still true?
I don't know.
More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got enough time to get your call in if you dial in right now. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And, hey, don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com to get interactive there. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. That's all that we're asking for there, and it makes a big difference for us when you do it, because that $5 a month gets used in ways that help promote Free Talk Live, to help get us on more radio stations. We're on over 150 licensed FCC, licensed approved radio stations coast to coast and beyond, now including actually Alaska. As a matter of fact, we'll officially announce that station coming up this weekend.
Alaska's awesome, but we're even farther than that. We're in, like, Guam,
yeah.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
That's true. I would say Virgin Islands is not as far as Alaska.
It's probably not, but it seems farther in people's minds,
gotcha.
I think. You know.
So, yeah, you can join us and help us out. It makes a big difference in getting on new stations. It helps us in getting Free Talk Live on new pirate stations, because not only do we have licensed FM stations, we also have unlicensed stations that carry the show, although it's a little harder to keep track of those. We've got satellites that air we've got satellites that broadcast LRN.FM and Free Talk Live all across North Central America, as well as now East West Africa and the central part of Africa, which is awesome. We've got people tuned in that way as well. So you can help us get on more satellites around the world. You can help us do more internet advertising to bring new internet listeners on board with Google AdWords. That's one of the other projects we're doing. You can send us to conventions to smooch it up with the industry bigwigs, as we recently did in New York City. So all of these things are some of the ways that we spend your $5 per month. It's the cost of a fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks. In fact, that might even be less than the cost of a fancy cup of coffee these days. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Get the perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group, which is the newest thing, and it's great. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jim. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
Hey, guys. If you need somebody to go inspect your station in Guam, maybe in December, I might be your guy.
Are you a radio engineer?
I can come up with some ID that says I am.
All right.
I'm not a radio engineer, but I'll take a look.
Yeah, it's not technically our station in Guam, so we wouldn't be able to authorize that.
Yeah.
But
Free Talk Live owns no radio stations.
Fun idea. What was on your mind tonight, Jim?
Hey, TSA. I'm just livid at the complete lawlessness of our president. Yes, you're going to have a problem if you don't have an, if you're from New Hampshire. I mean, I guess that's not part of the United States anymore. However, if you came across the border, you know, from Iran all the way and walked across the border in Mexico, from Mexico, and you go to a border patrol agent and turn yourself in, you get your free medical care to get your wound from Afghanistan where you were shooting at our soldiers fixed, then they hand you a notice to appear. It's a black and white form with whatever name you gave them, because, of course, you didn't have any ID or any form of identification. And you can fly with that. If you just came off the battlefield, yeah. And
we heard something about this the other day on the show. Somebody had called in on this topic as though it were some sort of shocking thing. The last time I checked, you could fly with no ID. So the Conservaclone talk show hosts have been parroting the story around like it's some big deal, and as though it's, you know, news. Maybe it's news to them, but on this show, we've had people call in over the years who have told us about how they've successfully journeyed on airplanes with no ID whatsoever. Now, to be fair, it's been a little while since I think we've had one of those calls, but I still believe that this is possible, and I feel like someone had told me recently that they'd done it. I just forget who it was and in what circumstance I was told that. Maybe it was at Pork Fest. But, you know, I think that it's still doable. You just have to be willing to be delayed as they kind of give you a tough time, maybe send you through the extra super special screening process.
Yeah, and I mean, when it really comes down to people coming to this country, I think the biggest problem we have in this country is a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
Well, we can go off on a tangent, but you probably want to talk to someone else. I want to keep it on the TSA. You mentioned something like that before the break, so I went on their website during the break. And you can fly with that ID, but you have to give them some sort of form, some information which they can verify through a database. Essentially, I guess your social security number or some other things like that. Have to be able to pull up a database and look at the picture and look at you. So that's another thing that I think I'm angry about with my driver's license. In Virginia, they just did an end run. You have to have a picture or a driver's license to be able to freely travel in Virginia. So you get your driver's license, and then without legislation, they just handed over all the digital pictures to the FBI, to the central database. and so now they have facial recognition. And the only notice they gave you was when you go back to get a new picture, they say, don't smile. Like, what are you talking about? Well, it's all facial recognition. We're going in a central database and, you know, Idaho.
Disturbing stuff. Jim, yeah, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I would really like to know how true that is. You know, there's one thing that they say on their website, and then there's the reality of how the plan is implemented.
I think I might believe it, and the reason is that you have to buy a ticket and a name, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So then you go through, you say, you're there? Yep, I'm here. I don't have my I'm sorry, I don't have my driver's license with me, and I just don't have time to go home, go back and get it. I'd like to get on my plane now, please. You know, you have to sort of be that person, and I wouldn't doubt that they do some level of cross-checking. Right? I mean, like something.
I don't know. I mean, remember years ago when Sam Dotson, one of our co-hosts, a while back, was traveling, he would regularly travel with no ID.
Now, I'm not claiming that you have to have an ID, Ian. I'm only claiming that you have to identify yourself. Didn't he say, Sam Dodson?
I don't know if he did that. That's a good question. It's been a while. And it has also been a while since we had those calls from him. So maybe things have gotten worse in that period of time.
Just call listeners. Hey, if you have an experience flying, whatever reason, without a passport or without an ID, let us know.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about. I want to hear a story from somebody who has been through this in the last, let's say, 3 years. Because it's probably been about 3 or 4 years since we've had Sam on the show on a regular basis to talk about that. And again, it is possible they've made things worse. I was reading today, Mark, about the north border with Canada and some of the places along, like in Vermont, where there's a town.
Derby Line.
Derby Line, that's what it's called. And then there's another town, obviously, on the other side of Canada.
Derby Line has a library that the border runs through the library.
That's right, and there's actually a black line on the floor in this place. But there are like three roads. So there's the main drag, like Main Street, and then there's I-91 or something like that. And both of those are ways to get into Canada. There were also three roads in town that until 2009 were not blocked to traffic. But apparently in 2009, they put up some kind of barriers on that road, on those roads.
Yeah.
So it's definitely possible things have gotten worse since we've last heard about people flying with no ID. Though I'm still very curious about it. Not curious enough to buy a ticket to Boston and travel to Manchester and fly just to see. It would be interesting to experiment with it and see what happens. But if you have done so, would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So real quick, back to the story. GCHQ in the UK, they've been manipulating petitions online to try to influence public opinion, according to Glenn Greenwald, with the help of the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group. The GCHQ and its staff have been carefully and closely swaying the opinion and browsing habits of users by selecting the information they read, the news they have access to, and the people who hear their messages of revolution. They even go so far as changing views on YouTube to signal boost certain messages or to prevent people from being able to effectively stream content that may be considered unfit for consumption by the government or the established representatives who let this sort of thing happen in the first place. They have done things like the following: change the outcome of online polls, mass delivery of email messaging to support an information operations campaign, mass delivery of SMS messages to support said campaign, disruption of video-based websites hosting extremist content through concerted target discovery and content removal, active Skype capability, provision of real-time call records from Skype and bidirectional instant messaging and contact lists, so they're getting information from Skype, find private photographs of targets on Facebook, etc. While some of the tactics are described as in development, it is touted most of them as fully operational, tested, and reliable. It adds, "We're only advertising tools here that are either ready to fire or very close to being ready." These angles of attack echo many of the same social engineering campaigns launched by networks like 4chan and Reddit, who often deploy their concerted loyal database of users at a flurry of causes that either launched on the internet itself or were external events that received unsolicited help from an indirect angle. So these guys have been manipulating things online, and I'm sure we're just scratching the surface of this as usual. We don't have much more time to talk about it tonight, but you can bring it up tomorrow or talk about whatever's on your mind at that time. We'll see you then at freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, if the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not
want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Free health seminar and meeting with Dr. Joel Wallach on Sunday, July 20th at 2 p.m. at the Cordova Country Club in Memphis, and on July 21st in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Dr. Wallach, founder of Longevity Essential Life Sciences, is a Nobel Prize nominee, published 75 times. He's the author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie and the bestseller Epigenetics. Control your health. Contact Kelly at 901-834-7420. Again, 901-834-7420.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.